The South Sudan men's national basketball team, the Bright Stars, has a slot in the Olympic Games kicking off Friday in Paris. The team earned the spot based on its performance in the AfroBasket tournament in 2021 and the 2023 FIBA World Cup qualifiers. On Saturday, the Bright Stars stunned fans all over the world by nearly beating the U.S. national basketball team, losing by just 1 point, 101-100, in a pre-Olympics friendly games in London. Across Juba, supporters of the Bright Stars jumped restaurants and bars to watch the games on huge screens. Aaron Sampson, manager of the Phoenix Restaurants and Bar, says hosting watch parties for basketball games is his favorite day at work.
So the more we are playing this game as a South Sudanese basket team, so it shows like we are bringing peace to South Sudan, because this basketball, the way how we have been displaying here for the people, it really show much love and people come together as one, which means we are now ready to build ourselves as a South Sudanese, and we are ready to move ahead, of which we are expecting our leaders at least to back us to move for peace. That's what we are fighting for, and we are expecting to be together as one.
Harriet Jumi is a manager at a popular establishment in Juba Town. She says she loves basketball and never misses any watch parties during the Olympics.
We are proud as South Sudanese that the boys showing who we are to the world. You know, basketball as a sport has brought all South Sudanese together. Despite tribes, despite where you come from, whatever, everyone comes together when we're watching the game, and everyone is very happy. We support the team fully. They're always representing us. They're showing the world who we are. You know, different people have different perspectives of South Sudanese. Most of it are negative. But when the boys play the basketball games, they show that we can do more than just all these negativities.
Beatrice Zerede Moses works at the Phoenix Restaurant and Bar. She says watch parties are her best days because it attracts customers.
It was so crazy. The USA were like, they were undermining us, but they never knew what was going to come over. And I'm so proud to be a South Sudanese. So let us keep on, and we'll keep support our team. Next year will be something else.
South Sudan Bright Stars national team is made up of South Sudanese who play for clubs in Canada, the United States, and Australia. Most of the players grew up outside the country. Former NBA player Luol Deng, who is the president of the South Sudan Basketball Federation, brought the professional players together during the qualification for the FIBA World Cup. Cosmas Gambura, country director of the ASWA Security and a basketball fan, says he enjoyed the Bright Stars performance.
The basketball game was a beautiful game, an emotional moment for me as a South Sudanese, and I was on my seat watching the boys leading for the better part of the game. Quite emotional. The world knows our name. The boys have made us proud. The boys have united this nation. Have always been. You know, we're so proud. I'm so proud of what they have done. Keep going on. We cheers all the way. Let's bring the cup home.
Juma Bido, a basketball fan in Juba, says he expected an Olympic win by the Bright Stars.
I was very excited about the game, and I had a strong feeling we were going to win, because all the media, especially the US media, were not focused on the game. They thought it would be an easy game, but I felt happy because we lost by one basket and we are trending everywhere as a South Sudanese.
At the Olympics, South Sudan plays three Group C games in Lille, with Puerto Rico on July 28th, the U.S. on July 31st, and Serbia on August 3rd. The knockout rounds shift to Paris, with the quarterfinals on August 6th, semifinals on August 8th, and the gold medal game on August 10th at Accor Arena. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shapai in Juba.